Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Vayeshev, Week 9, Second Aliyah. They said to one another, "Here comes his dreamer. Now come, let us kill him and throw him into one of the pits. Then we will say that a fierce animal has devoured him, and we will see what will become of his dreams." Genesis 37, verses 19 and 20. What effect can dreams have? Yosef's dreams were powerful messages from heaven for him and his family's future. The first dream reveals what was going to happen in Egypt when his brothers were going to bow down to him. That dream came true. But the second dream included both of Yosef's parents, the sun and the moon, who didn't bow down to Yosef in Egypt. His mother Rachel was dead, and his adopted mother, Bilhah, didn't bow down to him either. This dream has a prophetic fulfillment for a messianic future. The suffering Messiah was lifted up, just as Yosef was to become second under the king. And when resurrection comes, Yaakov and Rachel will bow down to him, and in his way, the second dream that the Eternal gave Yosef will be fulfilled in the Messiah. Divine-inspired dreams are powerful and constitute a threat to the bad spirit that reigns over this world in the children of disobedience. Therefore, when a person reveals his or her divine dreams and visions from the Eternal, he will always find opposition from those who don't have a spiritual mindset. A mind ruled by Yetzer Hara, bad inclination, cannot understand things that come from the Spirit, and they seem folly to him, because they have to be understood in a spiritual manner, as it is written in 1 Corinthians 2:14. The natural person does not accept the things of the Spirit of God, for they are folly to him, and he is not able to understand them because they are spiritually discerned. Those whose minds are focused on the things from heaven show respect for dreams and visions from above. Yosef's brothers didn't have spiritual minds, but his father Yaakov did. That's why when Yosef presented his dreams to his brothers, they rejected them and mocked him, using them to amplify their hatred toward him and their intentions of murdering him because of jealousy. But Yaakov kept all these things in mind. Chapter 37, verse 11. All those who receive words, visions, or dreams from heaven will be hated by the spirit that reigns over this world and by those submitted to that spirit, as it is written in Yohanan, John 17:14. "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them." Don't be surprised by opposition from those that surround you when you receive something from heavens and start talking about them and living accordingly. This is the law that rules the current world. However, opposition will never be an obstacle for the fulfillment of your dreams. On the contrary, it is one of the most important tools that the Eternal uses for fulfilling them. Yeshua's dream was to save the world from its sins, and it was through opposition that he could carry out that mission. Thanks to the Jewish priests who delivered him to death and to the leaders of the Roman political empire who executed him, he could take and atone for both the sins of Israel and the world. Blessed be the Eternal for his wisdom. Be encouraged. Hashem is with you through opposition. Shalom.